Stay calm, don't panic. You got this.
Hey guys, this is Carly Duke, and welcome back to the Don't Panic podcast. I'm sitting here with Chris Roby.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you is the real question. You've got, we're talking about stress today, and if this is not just timing of it all, Chris has some stressful stuff going on.
Yeah, I literally walked into the room today finding out we have like these major car repairs, and like at a time in life where our family's trying to be like all responsible with money and all that kind of stuff, and then like literally as we make these decisions to spend less, everything in the world says no, you have to spend much, much more. And so I definitely walked in here today with my stress level a little higher than usual. So that's life, I guess.
I know, life happens. And so we're really excited. Chris is excited. He needed this.
I needed this
interview today. But talking about stress and how we can help teenagers cope with stress, Ricky comes up with some great points. And so we're so excited for you to hear this interview with our executive director and boss, Ricky Lewis.
Yeah. We have not interviewed Ricky yet. And I think he has his feelings hurt about it. And and we're like, okay, we'll interview you. But what we were really excited about was like this whole stress thing is like so core to what we do with teen life. And like all kidding aside, Ricky's like the perfect guy to interview and talk to about this. And as you will hear in the interview, he was the perfect guy.
Exactly.
So we're really excited to talk about this. This thing with stress with teenagers, as he talks about, will not go away. And we want to make sure you as a parent, as a helper, are equipped to walk students through the stresses that they feel at school and with their friends and with just becoming an adult, which is what the whole adolescent thing is about.
Okay, so we're so glad that you've tuned in with us again. So check out this great interview with Ricky Lewis.
According to a recent APA study, teenagers are reporting stress levels during the school year that rival adults' stress levels. In this study, on average, teenagers reported stress levels of a 5.8 on a 1 to 10 scale, while 3.9 is considered to be a healthy score, which is noteworthy since adults tend to average the same 5.8 score. In the same survey, 31% of teenagers reported feeling overwhelmed, 30% reported feeling sad or depressed, and more than a third reported feeling fatigue or chronically tired. Increased levels of stress contribute to anxiety, depression, loss of health, and many other unhealthy outcomes. As adults who help teenagers, this conversation is more important than ever before. Today we talk to Ricky Lewis, founder and executive director of Teen Life, about what stress looks like for teenagers and how we can use common stressors to make life better.
Okay, everyone, I'm here with Ricky Lewis, the executive director and founder of Teen Life, our little organization that works with teenagers. And we were sitting around prepping this thing, and we're like, hey, we haven't interviewed Ricky yet. but we can think of no one better to talk about the topic of how we work with stress with teenagers than Ricky. And so, Ricky, we're really glad to have you today.
I'm just glad to be here. It's great to get a chance to come on to the podcast and get a chance to be on this side of things. Listen to the podcast the last two seasons and excited what Teen Life's been able to do and all the things that we're able to put out there to hopefully help the helpers, and just the chance to come on and talk through some things about how to deal with stress with teens. And hopefully at the end of this interview, there'll be some ideas that come to light for the people listening, and they get a chance to use those tools as they work with their own teens.
Yeah. So one of the things that the audience should really know is that Ricky helped get this organization started. And one of the things that was a real driving force behind our curriculum, how we do things, is how do teenagers handle the stress in their lives? And as adults, as helpers, how do we help teenagers do that? And, you know, when teenagers become middle schoolers and high schoolers, the stress thing really becomes real. There's testing, there's relationships, there's being a teenager, all the things that happen. And that's what we deal with a lot in our groups. But we want to walk through what does it look like to help a teenager understand what stress looks like. So a few things that you're bringing our way. One of them, and I love this first idea about stress, is that stress is always a part of life. That sounds really depressing. Can you help us with that?
You know, it's one of those things that I think we get in this mindset, and there's almost, it's almost culturally accepted that we want to try to rid our lives of stress. We want to try and get away from it. We want to try to cope with it in ways that are going to reduce the stress. There's everything from drugs to, you know, stress books to all kinds of things to figure out how are we going to get this out of our lives? You know, there's, if you look into any research, there's all kinds of different things for how to get your life in a place where it's peaceful, where there's, it's calm, there's not a lot of hard, difficult things going on. And one of the things we learned early on in working with these teenagers is, stress is going to be a part of life. Mm-hmm. And so our task as the adults that are involved with these teens is to not give them a false sense that they're going to be able to attain or get to a place in their life where that stress is completely gone, mm-hmm. that they're able to make the right decisions. They're able to put themselves in the right position in life. They're able to get the right job or get in the right school where that stress is gone. We want them to understand there are going to be difficult teachers to deal with. There are going to be difficult bosses to deal with, coaches, peers, that are going to be around you. And there's going to be difficult situations, whether that's family, whether that's the neighborhood you're in, whatever that might be. All of those things are going to contribute to a level of stress in your life that is never going to go away. It's mm-hmm. going to be part of the situation. It's going to be something that you are better to try to figure out how to equip yourself to deal with rather than trying to figure out how to remove it, because you're fighting a losing battle then. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is, as we talked about in our training, you want to position yourself where you have the confidence and the skills and the tools to face that stress, to deal with it in healthy, positive ways, and to cope with whatever that brings in a way that's going to help you move through the stress, learn as much as you can from it, and then move on mm-hmm. beyond it. And so it's one of those, you know, opportunities for you to learn a life lesson in the midst of dealing with a hard thing. I think one of the things that came to my mind and something that seems to resonate as we talk to teenagers is if you think over the course of your life, even for a teen who, who's only, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, even for them, they can think, a lot of times the hardest point in their life is where they learned the most. Mm-hmm. It's where they gained the most knowledge. It's where they came out on the other side having the confidence that, hey, I can get through something hard. And I've learned how to either not put myself in that position again, or I've learned that it's possible for me to face something head on and either gather the resources or find the tools or build the relationships that are going to help me get through that as well. So it's something that I'm excited to keep sharing with teens. You know, it's not about getting rid of the stress. It's about learning from it. It's about facing it head on. It's about using it as an opportunity for you to grow yourself.
So how do teens respond to that? Because that almost seems like a little bit of bad news at first, like telling a teenager, guess what? This isn't going to change.
Right.
Are they defeated by that, or do they gain some courage or confidence from that?
You know, it's amazing to me because you would think that you step into the situation and you as the adult are kind of sitting there with the life experience and you're going, hey, I want you to know that stress is never going to leave you. And you would expect some pushback. You would expect kind of this drawback, but it's almost, I would almost even define it more of a relief that it's something they've already been sensing, is that there's this false hope that could come that's out there of, hey, I'm going to get rid of stress. But it's a relief when somebody who has built a trust with them where they feel safe with that person and you're having a conversation that says, hey, stress is never going to leave. Let's figure out how to handle it together. There's this relief of, I kind of thought that was the case, but everybody's trying to tell me how to get rid of the stress.
Right.
And so I would much rather believe that it's possible for me to build the tools to face that stress than it is for me to try to get rid of it.
Right. So it sounds like if we're going to acknowledge that stress will always be a part of our lives. If we're going to attack it, the way we view it would be really important, our attitude towards stress. So your second point is really that stress is what you make of it. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, this is something that I came across in a TED Talk, and it resonated so well with me because it was something that I had been feeling and sensing, something that I had been seeing as I had these conversations with students, as these teenagers processed through what it looked like to recognize and acknowledge that there's stress in their life, and then to try to figure out what are the skills that they need to handle that and what things could look like on the other side. And so I came across this TED Talk by a lady named Kelly McGonigal, and she's actually written a book as well called The Upside of Stress, and I would highly recommend it. It's an interesting take on how stress actually can have benefits. There's even health benefits to having stress in your life. And it's all grounded, though. The research is grounded in your belief about the stress in your life. So when stress causes problems, health problems, relational problems, community problems for people, it's literally grounded in when they don't believe that that stress is a good thing. It's when they believe that stress is negative. And so if we can help students, teenagers, realize that stress can be a positive thing and that their belief can change about the stress in their life, it can actually help their heart be more healthy. It can help their lives be more healthy. It can help them, again, face that stress head on. And where stress sometimes tends to morph into anxiety and depression, if your belief about that stress is that it's a positive thing in your life rather than a negative, you're not going to experience that anxiety or that depression. It's not going to morph into that in the same way. But when you believe that your stress is a positive thing, that it helps prepare you for what's coming, that it's a sign that you're doing something that's worth it. If that's your belief about stress, it changes the whole thing. It puts you in a position where you're willing to step in to something that's difficult. And usually when we're willing to step into something difficult, it's because it's having an impact beyond yourself. You're stepping outside your comfort zone, and it's giving you an opportunity to make a difference for the people around you. And again, back to what I said earlier, it's helping you grow as a person at the same time.
Well, it sounds like perspective and context would be really important in this, that to be able to gain that belief that stress is good, you have to be able to see the end game or know someone who has gone through that as a frame of reference. Because when you're going through it, it's really hard to see, you know, something good's going to come of this. How do we help students see that?
You know, I think what we're looking for there is the opportunity to just simply talk through some scenarios that have either happened in our own life, and so times where we've learned that lesson. A lot of times students can recall their own situation. They just haven't done that before. And so they haven't had someone who's presented stress as a positive thing in a conversation, and so they haven't thought in those terms. So it's an opportunity for them to do that. I think the other thing that plays in there, though, too, is that we tend to look at what's going on externally for other people. We're looking at the success that they've had. We're looking at the accomplishments that they've made. We're looking at the grade, you know, the valedictorian of the class. We're looking at the star athlete. We're looking at, you know, authors or TV stars or movie stars, and we're seeing the success that they've had. But we have no idea or understanding the stress that they went through to get to that point. So either the stress in the training or maybe overcoming life obstacles or those kind of things, our mind doesn't think to include that in the understanding that those people have been successful. And I think for us to be able to connect that for students, that, you know, that you may have a teacher who is coming across very stressed today, but you have no idea why that is or what the motivation is behind that. So you're seeing the external stress. The same is true on the other side. When you see the success of someone, when you see, you know, someone's gotten an award or there's something positive happened for them, you're not aware of the process stress. You're just seeing the end result. Mm-hmm. And so for us to help students connect that piece, I think can be very key. I mean, it's one of the things that I've had the biggest reaction from students on, that they've literally said the words, I've never thought of that before. I've never thought about the fact that it may have taken months or even years for somebody to get to here. I just see here they are, they've been successful, and I haven't even thought through the fact that of the challenges they may have faced and the stress they may have gone through.
Yeah. So we know that stress is always a part of life, and that our attitudes towards stress are really important. But is there a point where stress becomes too much, where we've got to find ways to mitigate or decrease, or find ways either to get out of it or find another way?
Yeah. So I think that's the last point that's here. That's important here is I think the first thing that we want to help teenagers do is shift their perspective. Mm-hmm. We want to help them understand that stress is a part of life. We want to help them see that it's possible to believe that stress can be a positive thing. But we also want to take that next step, which is extremely important, of making sure that they're not taking on too much stress either. Mm-hmm. I think the hardest part of that is that we tend to kind of look around us at people maybe in similar life situations, or for teenagers, maybe it's just somebody else in their class that they admire, look up to. And so we tend to compare ourselves to that person and try to gauge the amount of stress that we can handle based on them. The reality, though, is they're not thinking about stress the same way we are. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be able to do a very good internal check and be able to look at the things that are around us. You know, for a lot of people, that's writing them down. For other people, that's having a mentor that helps you talk through those things. You know, hopefully teenagers can talk to their parents about here's all the things that are going on for me right now, and prioritizing what it is that's most important, and the things that are maybe the things that are causing the most stress can be removed, at least for a period. Mm-hmm. And so it's really this idea that yes, it is possible to have too much stress as well, but we've got to make sure that we're not trying to remove stress or gauge that based on somebody else's experience. Mm. We've got to be able to have that conversation with somebody we trust, for the teenager, with someone they trust, and give them the opportunity to really gauge how much can I handle? Because some people can handle a lot more than others. Mm-hmm. Other people, maybe they have more going on at home, and so less school activities, extracurricular is important. Maybe they have less going on at home. Things are pretty good and peaceful and happy, and they can take on more things at school. And so mm-hmm. we've got to be able to help them just have that conversation, and it really comes down to them deciding, what am I going to choose to handle?
So just to kind of close out, for a helper observing a teenager in their life, what are some indicators that they would see that basically would say this student's got too much on their plate? It's beyond the level of healthy stress. What are some things you would want to look for?
Yeah, I think so. You know, knowing what some key indicators of anxiety or depression would be are going to be ways that you recognize this student has too much stress going on, so they need to look at removing some things. And the biggest key indicators, and this requires having a relationship with that person, but it's when you can step in and you can recognize there's been a big change of some kind in the way that this person handles things in their life. Hmm. So they go from being a student who can get 5 to 6 hours of sleep, they can still get all their work done, they can still do all their extracurricular, and now they're sleeping 8, 10, 12 hours. And so there's been a big significant change in the amount of sleep. There's been a big significant change in who they're hanging around, or the things that they are interested in, and the activities they're doing. You know, it's those big changes where they're not the end all indicator, but those, when you have a relationship with someone and you recognize that there's been a big change, that's when you can step into that space and just start asking some questions. Start asking about what all is going on. Is it more than they can handle? You know, are there some things that you could do to help them navigate how to move forward? You know, one just short conversation that I had recently, there's AP testing coming up this time of year. And so this student just said, you know, I've got AP tests, I've got homework on top of that, I am tired and stressed. And the simple conversation that we had just at the end of group was, do you have a plan for how you're going to get through this? And the answer was yes. And the answer for her was, I'm going to focus on getting my homework done. I'm going to then move to being ready for the test. And I'm going to realize I'm going to do my best at that and know that it's going to be over soon. And so it was going back to that. Her mindset about the stress that she was about to experience really makes a difference for her ability to face that, deal with it, and move on. And it was just a simple question of, do you have a plan? I was glad in that instance that it was the fact that she did have a plan.
Right.
Otherwise, we could have talked through, okay, what kind of plan can we make? Mm-hmm. What is going to be helpful?
Chris, I don't know about you, but I absolutely love this interview. And as we said in the first episode of this season's podcast, these episodes are kind of following our curriculum. Mm-hmm. And so it's stuff that we work with so often. And in our curriculum, this is one of my very favorite weeks, mm-hmm. partially because we get to play with Play-Doh.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love that? But stress is such a relevant part of any teenager's life. They can lie and say that they've never had stress, but we all know that's not
true.
And some
do. Yeah, some do.
Yeah, some try to say that stress is never a part of their life. But this is something that every teenager at least can relate to on some level.
Right, and this is the second week of our curriculum. And so typically they kind of know what they're in for, and we kind of hit them hard with the stress stuff right out of the chute, because everything seems to revolve around this topic. And one of the things we talk about in my groups is that sometimes life would be a lot better if we just handled our stress a little better. Mm-hmm. And because if you talk to the students about the troubles that they get into or the difficulties in life, it's because they made a choice to try to avoid the stress that they were dealing with, or do something that they thought would make things better, but end up making it considerably worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we find too, in some of my groups, that the way they handle stress, they handle it illegally. They mm-hmm. handle it in ways that are more harmful and end up causing more stress, which gets them put in alternative campus, which causes more stress, and it's this whole cycle. But if we could get them, like Ricky said, to see that stress can be positive, mm-hmm. that it can help them work through life, that it can give them tools for later on, and that it's not going away. So we have to figure out a way to handle it in a healthy, positive way.
Well, and to acknowledge and believe that this stress thing is a part of life just as much as breathing and eating and all the things that we people do, that forces you to make a decision. How am I going to look at this thing? Am I going to feel sorry for myself and assume that the rest of the world is feeling sorry for me too, which they aren't? or am I going to figure out how is this going to make me better? When I look at the big picture, what am I learning from this, to either, try to do differently next time, or when this hits, I could handle things just a little bit different or a little bit better. And I think that's crucial. And that second point that Ricky made is stress really is what you make of it. And mm-hmm. that stress can actually, as weird as it sounds, can add to, your health and how you view the world, and that you can actually become a better person because of the stress that you face.
Right. And we'll put the resources that he mentioned on our resource page. So go check out our website if you want to see that TED Talk or get more about that book. But one of the things that I love about this week and this lesson in our curriculum is that we ask students to create something out of their Play-Doh that represents stress. And they talk about everything from school to family to work, money problems. But then the next really cool part is that we ask them to create something that could help their stress, mm-hmm. something positive that they can do to help cope with stress. And why I love this is because it's not me then lecturing them on, here's your stress, here's how you can handle it better. But it's asking a simple question. What do you think you could do better? Mm-hmm. And hearing their answers. And sometimes I get a student that'll say, I have no idea. and to throw that to the group and say, okay, if you were in this situation, what are some things that you could do? Mm-hmm. And then the group gets to speak into that. And it's really powerful to watch students. You don't have to have every single answer. You don't have to be a stress expert, but sometimes they need to talk through it. Sometimes they need to vocalize, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I could do differently to make it better.
Well, and really hear Carly's point on that. If you're listening to this, which you are obviously, is that you really don't have to be the stress expert. And I think that's the intimidating part about going into any kind of conversation where you do not feel like you know a whole lot about it or even have the techniques or the five ways to handle stress better. Typically, innately, we know the things that help. We've just not really been thinking about it. And so sometimes it is about pointing out, you know, how much sleep are you getting right now? Or when's the last time you've exercised? Or what's the last meal that you've had? Sometimes we got kids who haven't eaten in 24 hours. And I'm really grumpy if I haven't eaten in like 3 hours. And so, so sometimes it is about those basic physiological needs that aren't being met. Or it's about what are some ways to deal with stress that are healthy, that don't involve smoking pot or doing something illegal, or lashing out at someone. Right. And forcing them to think about there's other ways than the easy go-to options that really end up causing more stress.
And a lot of times those that they point out that are unhealthy, it's because they're trying to cover up stress. They're trying to run away from their stress instead of, like Ricky said, facing it head on, saying stress is a part of my life. I have to deal with it, and let's deal with it in a healthy, positive way.
So if you heard nothing else from this podcast, know that as an adult, you have a lot of influence on the way a student views the stress in their life. And we really encourage you to help them think about this positively, help them understand that stress is a part of life, and to be able to look at a student and see if things are becoming too much, to be able to step in and help them be able to know what it takes to get some of those things out, like to prioritize, maybe I don't need to be doing this right now, to be able to handle what's really going on.
Here with Daniel Langford, and he is one of our facilitators, and we're so excited about the work that he does and the groups that he does with teenagers. So Daniel, why don't you start off by just telling the audience a little bit about what kind of groups you've done in the past with Teen Life?
Hey, thanks for having me. I think it started 2 or 3 years ago with a middle school group of just boys, and it was all kind of based upon students who just weren't doing well academically. They were smart kids that just kind of weren't doing their work, and they were trying to diagnose why. And it was a great group of helping them kind of tapping into why they were doing what they were doing. And really they saw a lot of stuff come out that the school had no idea. And it was really helpful in kind of teachers and administrators helping those kids be successful. Then it started doing high school groups, really focused on stress and anxiety. That's kind of where I found my sweet spot with this curriculum, is just helping kids that the school identifies, teachers identify as just high stress, high anxiety. And we're seeing a lot of good stuff come from that.
Great. So you've talked a little bit about that stress and anxiety, but what do you see teens in your group struggle with today?
It might just be my group, so just even in my own student ministry, stress and anxiety, I think, is the number one thing our these adolescents are dealing with, and even parents. I mean, I think just a society as a whole. I mean, it's just crippling us. So stress, anxiety, and really just what that does to a person emotionally, even physically, it really is crippling.
Okay, so as you do these groups, you only have students for 8 weeks. So what do you hope that they leave your 8-week support group with?
Well, obviously there's some real tangible, addressing, resources that each one of these students have. But I think before you have to do that, these students have to recognize that they're not alone. And so getting a group of students of 6, 7, 8, whatever group together, when they kind of go, you feel that way, me too, friendships are formed, but also that that fear of being alone and no one understands me, those walls are broken down. And so I think really throughout the 8 weeks, really helping them realize they have control over that. They have power over that. And yes, life might be very, very difficult. And there might be some things that are really just challenging outside of their control, but there is stuff that's causing stress they do have control over, and helping students identify what those things are and some practical steps to manage that stress really goes a long way. And ultimately helping them see that the authority in their life, whether it be parents, no matter how good or bad they are, teachers, no matter how good or bad they are, other adults and coaches, no matter how good or bad they are, really do have their best interest in mind, and kind of breaking down that all authority is bad. No, that authority is there to help you. And if there's a disconnect there that causes more stress, anxiety, in the 8 weeks, I think we really help them see these adults in my life are for me. They're not against me. And in fact, they're not only for me, they're resources for me to help me in this situation. And so I think fighting the aloneness, and then also helping them see that there are resources available currently to help them with what they're going through. It's just, we're seeing a lot of success in that. And in fact, ran into a kid this weekend that was in one of my groups a year and a half ago, and some situations that he was struggling with, the family stuff is still going on, but he's doing well in school. He's making better decisions. He's got a job that he's had for over a year at a fast food restaurant that they love him. He's just a different person. And I think that group kind of came alongside with some, a teacher that really loved him and poured into him. It really was very transformative in his life.
The Stay Calm, Don't Panic podcast is produced by Teen Life. Your hosts are Chris Roby and Carly Duke. If you want to check out today's notes, resources, and music, please visit our website at don'tpanicpodcast.org. Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Don't Panic Talk. Now here's a word from our sponsor, Lovett Christian University.
This is the university for us, the thoughtfully engaged, for those who pursue wisdom so that they can better serve the community, for the minds that strive to make a difference. This has always been the university for those who seek a truly transformative education. This is the university for you. Lubbock Christian University.